Mount Greenwood, a great neighborhood on the southwest side. Lots of firefighters and police officers live in that community. And there's a store, a business, that specializes in Chicago firefighter-themed clothing and merchandise. Well, now they fear they could lose a huge amount of their business, or maybe even have to close, after they were sent a cease and desist letter accusing it of infringing on the city's trademarks. It's Schrader's Goods. And joining us right now is Erin Russell, who does a lot of copyright and other sorts of infringement cases. And she's our go-to for this stuff. Hi, Erin. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, you've read through this story of Schrader's Goods. Let's just start broadly speaking. Can a city, a country, a government entity have copyrights over its logos and more?
Well, yeah. And here it's unclear if they're talking about copyrights or trademarks. Mm. But the city cannot own a trademark of the city name. But the mark they're talking about here are one or two marks that they own that pertain to the Chicago Fire Department, and they can own that.
They can own that trademark, even though it's a public entity that we all kind of own together, don't we?
Yeah, they can do it, though, for these sort of subdivisions of the government. Like I said, they can't trademark the name of the city, but these, the department, the fire department, the police department, they can register marks, certain marks for those things.
Why would a city want to protect that stuff from people using it?
Well, I think that it's primarily from a safety perspective. You know, here we're talking about the Chicago Fire Department, and it's one thing if it's an item like a onesie or a teddy bear, but I can see why uniform items would be restricted, because you don't want someone who shouldn't have them buying them and going out into the community and entering people's homes or getting into places and businesses where they shouldn't, because someone thinks that they're there under the authority of the Chicago Fire Department.
One might say it's clearly not a uniform, although a lot of fire department officials underneath their uniform, per se, they're wearing that blue, that navy blue dark shirt with the logo there. And that's one of the things I think they sell there. They've got firefighter-themed hoodies, shirts, hats, and other apparels. Does it matter what it is on? Because if I'm someone that has a teddy bear on or a onesie, I'm going to say clearly there's no major issue here, but the city might see it otherwise.
I doubt that's what the city's concerned about. I think it appears to me that what happened here is at some point they added to their website that they provide not just the casual wear, but official uniforms. Mm. And I could see the problem with that being multi-layered. First of all, I believe they have to bid for city contracts to sell official police and fire uniforms. And obviously this store that's just really selling casual wear did not participate in that bidding process. And you can't buy authentic uniforms from them. And I don't believe they're selling that. I think probably that got added to the website at some point. And the person who added it might not even be the business owner, if depending on who's running their website.
Right.
And maybe didn't understand the potential implications of saying official uniforms.
Yeah, that part of the website, I think, is quirky and should be taken down. I think it is by now, actually. The city gave Schrader's Goods originally till May 20th to comply with the demands, granted an extension last week, partly because there's a big outcry within the firefighter and police community, too. Like, hey, this is a small business that's trying to make ends meet. They've been a big supporter of all that we do. The letter does still demand that they cease all sales of merchandise with city logos. Can you, like, alter it a little bit? Like, if I'm to try and maybe keep my business and I want it to look somewhat like the logo, I mean, how much free will do I have to change it a little bit? Or is the city still going to not like that?
I'm betting that the city, first of all, I think all those demand letters are largely form letters, and if they don't put strong language in them, people just tend to throw them in the trash and not do anything about it. I think they want to scare people. When anyone who sends a cease and desist letter just wants the person to respond so they can have a conversation. I don't think they want them to necessarily even change the logos. I believe they can get a certificate from the city to sell the casual wear. Mm. I really think that the issue that they have is saying it's official uniforms. And then they kind of probably force the city to say, well, we get it, but now you can't say that.
Right.
So one, and it sounds like the city is going to work with them. And I'm betting the work with them is going to focus on, hey, you got to make it clear this is casual wear. And also, you cannot say that you're sanctioned by the city. And like you said, Mount Greenwood is full of firefighters and cops. And they know the difference. They're not the ones that someone's afraid of getting tricked, though.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. The Department of Law spokesperson did say, as you mentioned late last week, the city is open to working with the business, resolving the issue, and the department, and reviewing the proposal back and forth. I mean, this is a small business. This isn't Walmart or Costco, so the city could risk looking draconian if they were to force this small business to close by essentially banning it from doing a lot of what it did. And I imagine that's a lot of what trademark and copyright law is obviously you want to protect your stuff, but you don't want to come across in a PR battle as the bad guy, at least in some instances.
Absolutely. This is a, you know, mom and pop shop, community business, you know, family owned. This isn't someone, you know, shady people selling stuff at the flea market or doing things under some strange circumstances. So I'm pretty confident that the city's going to work something out with them. I would be very surprised if they didn't.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a good, I think, a good resolution to the story. I understand the city's perspective and I understand the store's perspective. And I think there's middle ground here. And Aaron, it looks like they're going to reach it. We appreciate your time and weighing in on this. Anything else fun happening in the copyright online trademark or online harassment world that you work in?
Oh, all the time. We're going to have to talk about all of it real soon.
Okay, that's good. Where can people reach you if they have an issue with any of the above-mentioned stuff?
They can call 312-994-2424 and get a free consultation with me to talk it through.
That's great. Aaron, thank you for coming on Last Minute. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.